Hello, friends. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. God bless you. This is Overcomers Broadcast, and I've titled our time together today, real simple. It is titled, I Am an Overcomer. I am an overcomer. That is a statement of fact, but it's also a statement of faith. Because sometimes, let's be honest about it, we just don't feel like overcomers. Sometimes I don't feel like an overcomer. Sometimes my circumstances seem like I'm being overcome and I'm being overwhelmed by my circumstances. I know I'm not alone in saying that today, but I am going to agree with God. He says that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So I'm going to agree with God today, and I'm going to say, I am an overcomer. I overcome. Here's what the Bible tells me. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb. That means what Jesus has done. And what Jesus accomplished, his great victory over the devil on the cross, in his crucifixion, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Through all of that, it was applied to you and I as his children. It is a finished work. Glory to God. And I am an overcomer. By the blood of the Lamb, by what Jesus has done, and what I decree and declare to be true about myself. I am a blessed person. I take God at his word. His word says that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And his word says that we're blessed in the city and blessed in the field. We're blessed going in, blessed coming out. We're the lender and not the borrower. We're above and not beneath, the head only and not the tail. Well, I'm going to agree with God. I'm going to say what God said about me. My circumstances may be screaming at me, just the opposite, but I'm going to agree with God. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? You're not going to be able to walk in sweet fellowship with the Lord, with a tongue that is in total disagreement to his word. Hallelujah. Say what God says. If you want God to hang out with you, if you want God to be close to you, if you want that kind of fellowship and rapport with God, then you've got to speak God's language. And God's language is a faith language. He looks at things and calls things that we can't see them. He calls things that are not as though they were. And that's what you and I do by faith. I call myself healed. You may be fighting a physical battle today, but on the authority of the word of God, you are an overcomer. On the authority of the word of God, you are the healed of the Lord. And you may have to fight through some things for that manifestation to come. You might have to battle some attacks mentally, physically, emotionally, before that manifestation takes place in your body and in your life. But on the authority of God's word and on the basis of what Jesus accomplished on the cross, you are healed. You are redeemed. You are delivered. You are blessed. You are prospered. Think the Bible says that according as his divine power hath, that's a past tense word, hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, my friend. What a powerful word today. Blessed to be a blessing. Healed to be a healer. Delivered to be a deliverer. Glory to God. Above to be a lifter. Thank God. Isn't that powerful? I'm an overcomer. You're an overcomer. If you will enter into the promises of God, you know, you have to step into what Jesus has done. It has been done for us. It has been accomplished for us. And it has been put into our spiritual account. But you have to step into it. You know, I could have $1 million deposited into my account. But if I don't know anything about it, I'm not going to enjoy the benefit of it. Not only that, just knowing about it's not enough. I can know that it's in there and still live like a pauper. But if I go in and I make a demand on that deposit, I make a demand and make a withdrawal, then I can leave that bank with a portion of that money in my hands, and I can go out and I can begin to better myself, buy some things that I appreciate, and enjoy the benefit of that great inheritance or that great blessing. Same with you today. It's in your account. The Bible tells us He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's in your account. Today, reach into that account, dear friend. Get you some joy. Reach into that account today. Get you some peace. Reach into your account. Make a withdrawal on your account today and pull out some strength. Glory to God. For the Lord is your strength. He is your shelter in the time of storm. The Lord is a high tower. The Lord is a friend to the friendless. The Lord is a helper to the helpless. The Lord is your encourager today. The Lord will be the lifter of your head. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory will come in, the Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory, and He has come this day, says the Lord, to lift your head and to lift your heart and to strengthen you and to encourage you, to put courage in you, to put hope in you, to put a want to in you and a fight through in you. For this is your day of victory, says the Lord, and this is your day of coming out on top. This is your day of coming through, says the Lord. This is a day of great victory and great triumph. So rejoice, rejoice, says the Lord. Rejoice, saith the Lord thy God, for I am with thee. And if I be for you, says the Lord, then who can be against you? Who can be against you? Oh, hallelujah. That was a word from the Lord for you today. I hope you received that, dear friend. I'm an overcomer. You're an overcomer. How do we overcome? We overcome by faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Many blessings to you. Come back. We'll be broadcasting again soon, sharing with you another powerful, encouraging word from the Overcomers Broadcast Library. Okay, God bless you. We will talk to you later. Bye-bye.